He's trying to bring back the nickel soda pop. He's Jason Kirtman from southern New Mexico's Tularosa Basin with great music and family-styled entertainment. He's right here and he's right now on The Jason Kirtman Show.
That's right, that's me. I'm Jason Kirtman and you're listening to The Jason Kirtman Show. Check out my two favorite websites, KHIIRadio.com. And, of course, jasonkirtman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. And I'll be glad to have you take a look at those. And sign the guest book on both of those, if you would. I'm so glad you're with me today. I've got a lot of good things going on this program. Right now, before we start off, I want to tell you about a friend of mine named Terry. And I was telling her one time about a time in my life that I had gotten depressed and upset because things that had happened to me. One of my best friends I felt had betrayed me. And I would wake up in the night with these thoughts that would just drag me down and almost ruin my whole day, when that's not who I am. That's not what I wanted to be. I wanted to look to the future and make it brighter and make it better for myself. And she said this, and I quote, and I use this in all my business communications classes, "Never let your memories be bigger than your dreams." And that's what this show's about, because as you know, it's about the nickel soda pop, bringing it back. It's not a beverage, it's a way of life, the way things used to be in America. Well, it's a little bit different, because you know what? My memories, when it comes to America, are my dreams. I'd like to see them continue on. I'd like to see a nuclear family once again, where you walk down the street and everybody you see didn't have a cell phone in their hand and they're checking their Facebook page or checking their email. Instead, they're looking at each other, smiling, waving, saying howdy, and sipping on that nickel soda pop. That's my dream. That's what I'd like to do. So, yeah, when it comes to the bad stuff, never let your memories be bigger than your dreams. But when it comes to the good stuff, let your dreams be your memories and your memories be your dreams. Here's Elvis Presley with Blue Suede Shoes.
One for the money, two for the show. Three to get ready now. Go, cat, go. But don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but step over my blue suede shoe. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place. Well, do anything that you want to do, but not, honey, lay off them shoes. And don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe. Let's go, cat! Car, drink my liquor from an old fruit jar. Well, do anything that you wanna do, but honey, lay off of my shoes. And don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe. Rock it! The money, two for the show, three to get ready now. Go, 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 but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe. Well, it's blue suede shoes, blue suede shoes, yeah, blue suede shoes, baby, blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but take home for my blue suede shoe.
I've been waiting in school all day long, waiting on the bell to ring so I can go home. I throw my books on the table, pick up the telephone. Hello, baby, let's get some going. Heading down to the drugstore to get a soda pop, throw a nickel in the jukebox, then we start to rock. My spook out, baby, gonna taste some news. You sure look good in the baby doll shoe. Well, it's a one, two, a foot with a shoe. A three, four, get out on the floor. 5, 6, come get your kicks down the corner of Lincoln and a 46. Yeah! Thank you.
waiting in school all day long, waiting on the bell to ring so I can go home. Throw my books on the table, pick up the telephone. Hello, baby, let's get some gold. Heading down to the drugstore to get a soda pop. Throw a nickel in the jukebox, then we start to rock. The school gal, baby, gonna taste some news. Cause you look good in them baby doll shoes. Well, it's a one, two, a four for shoes. A three, four, get out on the floor. A five, six, come get your kicks. Down on the corner of Lincoln and a 46. Yeah! Well, let's go now. A pull off your shoes. Three, four, get out on the floor. A five, six, come get your kicks. Down the corner of Lincoln and a 46. You gotta move. Start rocking, baby. Rockin', rockin', baby. Gonna rock all night. Rock all night. Just wait and see. Yeah!
Gentlemen, welcome to the Buck Owens Show and to the Buck Owens Ranch. My name is Buck Owens, and these boys are the Buckaroos, and we're going to be here for the next half hour or so. Want to invite you to stay with us, sit back and relax, and let us sing to you, entertain you. Here's one of our very latest records, and goes like this. I got the hungries for your love, and I'm waiting in your welfare line. Well, I ain't got nothing but the shirt on my back and an old two-button suit. I walked out of my job about a week ago, and I'm sleeping in a telephone booth. But I'm gonna be the richest guy around the day you say you're mine. I got the hungries for your love, and I'm waiting in your welfare line. Well, when I first met you, baby, you nearly made me wreck my old 49 Cadillac. I knew I had a glance that it was you for me. Yeah, I had to have your love by hand. I'm gonna follow you, baby, wherever you go. I got nothing to lose but my time. I got the hungries for your love, and I'm waiting in your welfare line. Well, you made me the top dog on your hill. I was overjoyed, but it didn't take long till the thrill was gone. I joined the ranks of the unemployed. Now I'm right back where that I started from, but that ain't gonna change my mind. I got the hungries for your love, and I'm waiting in your welfare line. Waiting in your welfare line.
Give me a handout.
Waiting in your welfare line.
Drops are tomorrow's rainbows, and tomorrow's rainbows we will share, me and you. So dry your eyes, little girl, dry your eyes, and we're gonna see the skies of blue. Had a tough time getting started, maybe you're just a little downhearted. All you gotta do is count to ten, baby, you'll be smiling when today's teardrops are tomorrow's rainbows, and tomorrow's rainbows we will share, me and you. So dry your eyes, little girl, dry your eyes, and we're gonna see the skies of blue. Is are coming to me. With each kiss you're gonna see today's teardrops on tomorrow's rainbows, and tomorrow's rainbows we will share, me and you. So dry your eyes, little girl, dry your eyes, then we're gonna see skies of blue. Today's teardrops are tomorrow's rainbows, and tomorrow's
today's teardrops are tomorrow's rainbows. What a great message. Hey, here's a little Elvis Presley. Yeah, here's a fun one I remember from my dad's old reel-to-reel tape recorder.
Flip-flop or kai-ai, what a cutie pie I see. Hoop-shoop-a-doo-wah, lips of honey, that's for me. Shim, shim, shimmy, wanna howl and shout. I'm out to get you, baby, there's no doubt. I saw you standing against the wall.
Whoa.
I whistled and I gave my all.
Oh.
Now don't tell me you don't fall for that wolf call. A little kiss will put me in a whirl. I'll have a whistle, baby, and another girl. You love me, well, we'll have a ball.
Ball.
Why do you try to stall?
Stall.
Now don't tell me you don't fall. Oh, that wolf call. Mm-hmm. Oh, that wolf call. Oh, that wolf call.
Well, in weird news this week, you know, fingerprints can be useful evidence for the police, but a whole finger is sometimes even better, as Arizona police found when investigating the theft of some copper wire. A spool of the wire had been pulled out about 20 feet from the truck, but examination revealed what appeared to be a cut-off finger caught in the wire. Forensic technicians matched the fingerprint on the finger to a 29-year-old man who told the police that he'd lost his finger while working on a car. He was arrested on suspicion of theft. And in more weird news, responding to a report of a domestic incident, police in Sebastian, Florida, were told by a man that he had been arguing with his 42-year-old fiancé, who had thrown hot mashed potatoes and gravy at him and then attempted to stab him with a fillet knife. The police report confirmed that the food, to include mashed potatoes, appeared to be thrown around the kitchen area. The woman insisted, however, that she had not thrown the mashed potatoes, but they had fallen onto the floor, and said that he had made up the whole story about the attempted stabbing. She was arrested on a charge of felony aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. This was referring to the knife rather than the mashed potatoes. But then again, I haven't tasted the mashed potatoes. They might have been just that bad. Also in weird news this week, the Britney Spears songs Baby One More Time and Oops, I Did It Again are reported to be the most effective weapons at keeping Somali pirates away from ships off the coast of Africa. Her songs are said to have been chosen by security firms accompanying oil tankers, as they are seen as representative of the type of music that the pirates most hate. A naval officer had been quoted as saying, as soon as the pirates get a blast of Britney, they move on as quickly as they can. On a side note, Beatles music played underwater has previously been found to frighten sharks. True story. Have you seen these popular shirts that say, keep calm and kill zombies, or keep calm and carry concealed, or keep calm and carry on, as the original shirt or poster, as it were, said? You see, in 1939, the British Ministry of Information commissioned a number of propaganda posters to be displayed in the event of war and invasion by Germany. The idea was to send a message from King George VI to his people as reassurance if Britain was invaded. One such poster, which was never officially issued, consisted simply of the royal crown and beneath it the words, keep calm and carry on.
Oh, your bare feet are slapping on the floor. Well, when you hear the music, you just can't sit still. If your brother won't rock, then your sister will. Woo! Come on, everybody! Yes. Come on, everybody. Come on, everybody.
I don't care if the sun don't shine. Get my lovin' in the evening time when I'm with my baby. It's no fun with the sun around, but I get going when the sun goes down and I meet my baby. That's when we kiss and kiss and kiss, and then we kiss some more. Don't ask how many times we kiss at a time like this. Who keeps score? So I don't care if the sun don't shine. I get my loving in the evening time when I'm with my baby. When we kiss and kiss and kiss, and then we kiss some more. Don't ask how many times we kiss at a time like this. Who keeps score? So I don't care if the sun don't shine. I get my loving in the evening time when I'm with my baby.
Hey, remember what I said earlier about letting your dreams be bigger than your memories? Here's something that goes along with that just a little bit. Here's Andy Griffith with Don't Look Back.
I say now, don't look back in the middle of life. Look what happened to Pollard's wife. Around she turned, it was her own fault. And the Lord said, you be a pillar of salt.
Look back, don't look back.
Don't look back,
don't look back.
Don't look back,
don't look back. Don't look back.
Look ahead instead. It's been so long since our wedding day. The money is gone and the children away. Now don't look back, oh by golly gee. You blame the whole darn thing on me. Short as everybody knows, we never do the things that we propose. Now what's gone is gone, so look ahead. You'll never look back when you are dead. Keep on looking way on up ahead. No two people are ever alike, so don't blame me for seeing the light. So when you're gone, just remember this. You got lots of time to reminisce.
Don't look back. Don't look back. Don't look back.
There ain't no use looking back. Look ahead.
Don't look back. Don't look back.
Are you looking ahead?
Don't look back.
Well, don't jump back now. Look ahead, look ahead.
Don't Look Back. That was by Andy Griffith. Hey, here's a little song that I recorded years ago called Exactly What I Need. And I'm playing this to anybody that's feeling discouraged, but yet you're still putting your trust in the Lord because He knows exactly what you need. And here it is, Exactly What I Need.
When I thought I needed sunshine, the good Lord sent a rain. When I thought I needed healing, I had my share of pain. Well, I've been looking toward a mountaintop, but the valley was all I see. Jesus always seems to know exactly what I need. And when I thought I needed friendship, I had to stand alone. And when I thought that I was doing right, the Lord said I was wrong. When I thought I needed a blessing, the good Lord said try. Now I know just what it means to suffer for a while. He knows exactly what I need to walk the narrow way. He knows how to keep me humble, and He knows how to make me pray. Well, He knows when the clouds cover the sky, when I walk in the valley low, I'll be on my knees talking to Him. There's no other place to go.
So no matter how bad it's getting for you, stick it out because He knows exactly what you need. Stick it out when the times get rough and think of this to yourself, that you came there to stay. And that's exactly what the Florida Boys sang about years ago. Here's the Florida Boys. I came here to stay.
I came here to stay.
If you want to, run if you will, I came here to stay. When I fall down, I'm gonna try to get up, cause I didn't start out to play. It's a battlefield, brother, not a recreation room. It's a fight and not a game. Run if you want to, run if you will, I came here to stay.
The champion had marched for 40 days, crying, send me a man to fight. The Israelites said, we've got a brave heart, but our feet are full of fright. Then a boy in a sling and a pocket full of rocks who knew how to trust and pray said, run, Goliath, if you're gonna run.
I came here to stay.
Run if you want to, run if you will, I came here to stay. When I fall down, I'm gonna try to get up, cause I didn't start out to play. It's a battlefield, brother, not a recreation room. It's a fight and not a game. Run if you want to, run if you will, I came here to stay.
The decree had been signed by the hand of the king, but Daniel still talked to the Lord. The hungry lions were pacing the floor. Here comes supper, one roared. But if you'd have been around anywhere close, you'd have heard old Daniel say, if you're talking about me, forget it, boy.
I came here to stay.
Run if you want to, run if you will, I came here to stay. When I fall down, I'm gonna try to get up, cause I didn't start out to play. It's a battlefield, brother, not a recreation room. It's a fight and not a game. Run if you want to, run if you will, I came here to stay.
Now the boys wouldn't bow and the king got mad. He said, turn the furnace up high. Tie them up and throw them in. These Hebrew boys are gonna die. But a little while later he looked in the flame and he heard old Shadrach say, pull up a chair, boys, and warm your hands.
Well, I came here to stay.
Run if you want to, run if you will, but I came here to stay. When I fall down, I'm gonna try to get up, cause I didn't start out to play. It's a battlefield, brother, not a recreation room. It's a fight and not a game. Run if you want to, run if you will, I came here to stay. Run if you want to, run if you will, I came here to stay. Run if you want to, run if you will,
I came here to stay.
Boogie, boogie, boogie. I got the Texas boogie, Texas I long Hawaii. Now there's somebody in Cherokee. She promised she would wait for me. I got the Texas boogie. Boogie, boogie, boogie. I got the Texas boogie. Texas, I'm sad and blue.
So I'm on the phone with an old college friend of mine, Dawn O'Shaughnessy, and her son, Bobby. Bobby, how are you doing?
It's fine.
Great. Now, I understand you're in college right now. What semester are you in? Or what year are you? Are you a freshman?
This is my third semester.
So you're a sophomore, right?
As far as I know.
Okay, as far as you know. Great. Now, you've been doing an experiment and blogging about your experiment. This is really fascinating. I've been following this on your blog just a little bit every now and then, especially when your mom posts on Facebook that you've made an addition to this experiment.
Yeah.
So in a nutshell, tell me, Bobby, what is this experiment that you're doing?
Basically, I'm dressing up drastically different from what I normally would or anybody normally would every school day, which is Tuesdays and Thursdays. Just to see what kind of reactions I can get.
Okay, and have you gotten some pretty strange or unique reactions?
Yeah. The main class I'm doing it for, psychology, I've not had anybody sit by me. Basically, the whole class. It's been interesting.
Nobody will sit by you. Even though by now I imagine some of them are getting accustomed to it.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's probably accustomed to it by now. They'd probably be more weirded out if I wore something normal every day.
Okay. So let's go. Can we go through the list? What did you start out on your first day as?
Doctor.
You dressed as a doctor. Okay.
Not a doctor.
The doctor.
Okay. All right. And then you transitioned from being a doctor to?
Ghetto look.
A ghetto look.
Yeah, you got long jeans that are way down and backwards hats, stuff like that.
Okay. So doctor, ghetto, then what?
Nerd.
A nerd, okay. I imagine that had something to do with maybe some Hormone glasses and some duct tape.
I actually missed the duct tape.
Right? Oh, okay.
I had glasses, bow tie, suspenders, whole nine yards.
Okay, that sounds great. Okay, you transitioned from that. How many times have you done this so far?
22.
22, okay. So real briefly, you went from a nerd and then go down the list to what you've done.
Nerd, tourist, preacher. '80s look, got the best and weird, not weird, but hair parted in the front kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Working, just awoke, pajamas, greaser, which is leather jacket, white shirt.
Oh, I know that look.
Laid back hair. Farmer, overalls. Lumberjack was a jean and, plaid shirt, secret agent. I carried my laptop with me that day. medical professional. Hunter. I was in all camo. Gamer. I had a lot of game paraphernalia on me.
Right.
Fashion anarchist. I basically wore everything that did not match.
Okay.
Ninja. It's really close to a bandit kind of look, but I wore all black. Preppy. I had, well, your standard preppy light colors with a sweater thrown over my shoulders.
All right.
Clark Kent. I wore a Superman shirt underneath a see-through shirt.
That's great.
Suit. Connor, based off Assassin's Creed 3.
Yes.
That one got a lot of comments.
I saw that. That was a good one. That was a well-made costume.
Yeah, my sister made that for me.
Okay.
Roman Soldier. Got that one from some friends.
Was
and what?
Oh, what was the next one? You had one more after that, right?
Yeah. The last one is a zombie.
A zombie. Okay. So when when you first started doing this, now everybody's okay. That's Bobby. That's the guy that dresses differently every day.
Yeah.
How has it affected your social life?
Not drastically. I've talked to a couple of people throughout the semester that find it really interesting. In the last few days, people have actually started talking quite a bit more to me since they've gotten used to it.
Right. So what is your professor, who you said you did this for a class, what does he say about the experiment?
I haven't really told very many people, to be honest. Halloween, he actually said that was a pretty good costume, but first couple of days, I kind of think he was kind of shied off from me a little bit.
Okay, yeah, I can imagine. All right, so you're going to continue this throughout the rest of the school year?
That's the plan, as long as I can keep coming up with ideas and get a hold of the stuff for them.
Okay, Bobby, if my listeners want to check out your blog on this experiment that you've done, where would they go?
Easiest way to do it would be dpenguin, dpenguin.com. And click on Bobby's social experiment on the right-hand side.
dpenguin, just like the bird, .com. Click on Bobby's social experiment.
Yes.
Okay, great. Good luck with you and your endeavors. That's a fascinating project. I have enjoyed reading your blog. And you can be pretty proud and assured that people are taking notice of this. So,
thank you.
All right, Bobby, thank you very much.
No problem.
That big eight wheeler rolling down the track means your true loving daddy ain't coming back, 'cause I'm moving on. I'll soon be gone. You are flying too high for my little old sky, so I'm moving on. Big loud whistle as it blew and blew said hello to the Southland, we're coming to you and we're moving on. Oh, hear my song. You had the laugh on me, so I've set you free and I'm moving on. Won't you please listen to me, 'cause I got a pretty mama in Tennessee. Keep moving me on, keep rolling on. So shovel the coal, let this rattler roll, and keep moving me on. Mr. Engineer, take that throttle in hand, this rattler's the fastest in the southern land. Keep moving me on, keep rolling on. You're gonna ease my mind and put me there on time, and keep rolling on. I've told you, baby, from time to time, but you just wouldn't listen or pay me no mind. Now I'm moving on, I'm rolling on. You've broken your vow and it's all over now, so I'm moving on. fixed your engine. Now I ain't got time for a trifling woman on my main line, 'cause I'm moving on. You done your daddy wrong. I warned you twice, now you can settle the price, 'cause I'm moving on. But someday, baby, when you've had your play, you're gonna want your daddy, but your daddy will say, keep moving on. You stayed away too long. I'm through with you, too bad you're blue, keep moving on.
Honeycomb, honeycomb.
Well, it's a darn good life, and it's kind of funny how the Lord made the bee, and the bee made the honey, and the honey bee looking for a home, and they called it a honeycomb, and they roamed the world, and they gathered all of the honeycomb in the one sweet fall, and the honeycomb from a million trips made my baby's lips. Oh, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone, and made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, a honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like a honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
And the Lord said, now that I made a bee, I'm gonna look all around for a green, green tree. And he made a little tree, and I guess you heard pop them. Well, he made a little bird, and they waited all around until the end of spring. I get every note that the birdies sing, and they put them all in the one sweet tone for my honeycomb. Oh, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone, and made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like a honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
And the Lord said, now that I made a bird, I'm gonna look all around for a little old word. It sounds about sweet like a turtle dove, and I guess I'm gonna call it love. And he roamed the world, looking everywhere, we're getting love from here, love from there. And he put it all in a little old part of my baby's heart. Oh, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone that made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
Met the girl I love in a town way down in Dixie, neath the stars. Took her in my arms and told her of her many charms. I kissed her while the fiddle played the Bonaparte's retreat. All the world was right as I held her all that night, and I heard her say, please don't ever go away. So I held her in my arms and told her of her many charms. I kissed her while the fiddle played the Bonaparte's retreat. Played the
You're listening to the Jason Kirkman Show, brought to you live from the Tularosa Basin, live pre-recorded, that is. To the Tularosa Basin is where the women are outlandishly beautiful and the men are finely groomed. Here's Rosemary Clooney.
Don't save your kisses, just pass them around. You'll find my reason is logically sound. Who's gonna know that you passed them around 100 years from today? I don't want a penthouse that's fit for a queen. I'm nearer heaven on Mother Earth's green. If you had millions, what would they all mean? 100 years from today. So laugh and sing, make love the thing, be happy while you may. There's always one beneath the sun who's bound to make you feel that way. The moon is shining, and that's a good sign. Cling to me closer and say you'll be mine. Remember, darling, we won't see it shine 100 years from today.
100 years. Rhythm when you get the blues, get a rock and roll feeling in your bones, put taps on your toes and get gone, get a rhythm when you get the blues. A little shoeshine boy, he never gets low down, but he's got the dirtiest job in town, bending low at the people's feet on a windy corner of a dirty street. Will I ask him while he shines the shoes how'd he keep from getting the blues? He grinned as he raised his little head, he popped his shoeshine rag and then he said, get rhythm when you get the blues. Come on, get rhythm when you get the blues. A jumpy rhythm makes you feel so fine, it'll shake all your trouble from your worried mind. Get a rhythm when you get the blues. Get rhythm when you get the blues. Come on, get a rhythm when you get the blues. Get a rock and roll feeling in your bones, put taps on your toes and get gone, get a rhythm when you get the blues. Well, I sat and I listened to the shoeshine boy, and I thought I was gonna jump with joy. Slapped on a shoe polish left and right, he took his shoeshine rag and he held it tight. He stopped once to wipe the sweat away. I said, you mighty little boy to be a-working that way. He said, I like it, with a big wide grin. Kept on a-popping and he said again, get rhythm when you get the blues. Come on, get rhythm when you get the blues. It only costs a dime, just a nickel a shoe. It does $1 million worth of good for you. Get a rhythm when you get the blues.
Love me do. Oh, love me do. Love me do.
One time there's a woman that nobody could get along with. Oh, she's a good worker, good cook, housekeeper and all, but she was so vigorous nobody'd marry her. One man, though, he decided he'd try it. He knew she's a pretty good woman, in spite of her tongue, so he went and started courting her. Well, finally, she said she'd marry him. Well, so they got their license, went on to a preacher. They started back. Now, this fellow had gone to fetch her on a horse that was old and worn out, wasn't any good to anybody anymore. They'd bought some rations, a little house plunder of one sort and another, and had all that tied on behind the saddle. The man got on and pulled the woman up behind him, and they put off. Well, the old horse stumbled directly, threw him. The woman, she never said much. Then the man got the horse back on his feet, he raised his head up by the bridle, looked at the old horse, he says, "That's once." Got back on they went. The old pack horse gave way again after a mile or so, and they both landed on the ground, hard. Yeah, the woman got up, brushed the dirt off her. She didn't complain too much. Well, that fella pulled on the reins, got the horse up again, says, "That's twice." Well, the next time the old horse tripped, he just sprawled. Turned that woman sort of upside down, but she still didn't make too much of a fuss over it. Man, he jerked on the bridle, that old horse scrambled on to his feet. He looked right at him, he says, "Confound you, that's three times." Pulled out his pistol and bam! Shot the old no-count horse right between the eyes. Time the horse fell, that woman was so surprised she just stood there gaping. Then she caught her breath and she started in. "What did you do that for? You must be crazy. Now we got to pack all that stuff ourselves. What did you go and shoot him for that way? We could have walked and let him tote all this stuff. I'll tell you right now, I'm not going to pack anything on my back. I'll say, shoot him, will you? It's mighty little sense you got." And she went on, her tongue rattling like a clatterbone. Man, he just stood there and let her shake her finger in his face. And then when finally she give out a breath, he just looked at her right straight. He says, "That's once." Hey, he put the rations and stuff in a poke he brought along. Lord, he made her pack the saddle. She got to the house with a saddle on her back and the reins around her neck. Yeah, he had her saddle and bridle. He tamed her.
Well, that's because you think you're so pretty. And just because your mama thinks you're hot. Well, just because you think you've got something that no other girl has got. You cause me to spend all of my money. You laughing to call me old Shannon Law. Well, I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you. Because
well, we'll just be equal. You'll be blue. Well, there'll come a time when old Santa, he won't pay your bills for you. You caused me to lose all of my women, and now may you say we are through. Well, I'm telling you, baby, I was through with you a long, long, long time ago. Thing in town. Well, just because you think you've got something that nobody else has got. You caused me to spend all of my money. Honey, you left me call the old Santa Claus. Well, I'm telling you, baby, I am through with you. Cause, well, just because.
Hey, sometimes it's just time to move along. Forget the old stuff, don't look back, as Andy Griffith said, and prepare for the future that's bright. The future of America is bright. Why? Because we're taking it back. One nickel soda pop at a time. But you know what? To do that, we do have to keep on some of those memories, some of those great memories. I wouldn't want to give anything up. As far as the memories of my childhood go, I remember one of my earliest memories of this generation that I speak so fondly of, which I just got in on the tail end of it. I remember as a very small child in a town called Hillsboro, Missouri, sitting on the front porch wearing bib overalls, cap pistols slung on both sides of my hips, and an old straw hat, eating a popsicle that my mother had given me and hanging out with my friend and waiting there until Dad came home from work driving the old blue pickup truck. That's what memories are made of. Speaking of which, here's a Dean Martin song. We're going to close out because that's what this show's been about, memories. The good memories, the bad memories, knowing when to move on and knowing when to take charge and make those old memories become dreams that come true again. Here's Dean Martin singing Memories Are Made of This. You all have a great day.
The sweet, sweet memories you gave of me. You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
Take sweet, sweet one fresh and tender kiss.
Can't beat the memories you gave of me.
Add sweet, sweet one stolen night of bliss.
You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
One girl, one boy, some grief, some joy,
sweet, sweet
memories are made of this.
Can't beat the memories you gave of me.
Don't forget a small moonbeam.
You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
Fold in lightly with a dream.
You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
Your lips and mine, two sips of wine. Memories are made of this.
Can't beat the memories you gave of me.
Then add the wedding bells, the one house where lovers dwell, three little kids for the flavor. Stir carefully through the days, see how the flavor winter stays. These are the dreams you will savor. With his blessings from above,
you can't beat the memories you gave of me.
Serve it generously with love,
you can't beat the memories you gave of me.
One man, one wife, one love, through life, man.
Sweet, sweet.
Served with blessings from above, I'm Jason Kirtman, wishing you once again, hoping that you'll have a fantastic day. God loves you, so do I. Godspeed.